Max Football is on the air.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Johnson Roll-Off Service, and by Service Master, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Royal Credit Union, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, your Oak Claire High V, Nicolay Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, and by Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO.
And good evening from DeRay Field. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky in the press box as we get set to lead into the pregame and ultimately eight-player football, McDonald and Greenwood tonight. But some concern out of the gate because a alert, you can find it at WOGO's Facebook page and elsewhere, an urgent alert out of Eau Claire. The Eau Claire Police Department looking for a missing five-year-old, Zane Sinan, was last seen in the area of Boardwalk Circle on the south side of Eau Claire at about 12:30 today. He has blonde hair, blue eyes, and was last seen wearing a yellow shirt with dinosaurs, white socks, no shoes, and a red backpack. Anyone with information on Zane's whereabouts should call the Eau Claire Police Department at 715-839-4972. Again, a missing five-year-old in Eau Claire, Zane Sinan, blonde hair, blue eyes, last seen wearing a yellow shirt with a dinosaur and dark blue shorts. So let's find him and get him to safety. Again, more at WOGO's Facebook page. And good evening and welcome, Seth Smisky. We did one football game together. It was the postseason, but the Max eventually, they did lose to the eventual champions in eight-player Wausau Newman. Congratulations to them, but this is a new year.
Yeah, it's a new year, and we definitely want to put that game behind us a little bit. It was a little lopsided.
Well, your son is the quarterback, Grant Smisky. He's been the quarterback since his freshman year, now his junior year. Rarely does a junior have that much experience.
Yeah, boy, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like that long ago, but, yeah, he comes in with a lot of experience, and he had a surgery in the offseason, but he got that rehabbed. And
well, tell us about that a little bit. You got an inside perspective, a basketball injury.
Yeah, yep. It was something he had sustained the year prior to that, and you know, you just don't know what it is or how serious it is, but it just kind of kept nagging, and we rehabbed it. And
so had he sustained it in basketball or in football?
In basketball, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting enough, football's got that injury reputation,
yeah,
but he had the basketball.
Yeah, no, it was actually basketball, and you know, he did make it through the football season, but he just kept re-aggravating it, and and then one night during a basketball game, It happened again, and you could tell he's just hurting, and it's just kind of like, you know, I looked at my wife, and we kind of both were just like, we got to get this taken care of.
Now, it had to be tough. I mean, a very successful McDonald basketball season getting all the way to the state title game, but he played what he could and cheered his team on, right?
Yeah, yep. And the last night he played in JV game, and then he got to play on varsity, and Coach Adam Schilling really did a cool thing when he took him out of the game, you know. Mm. So it was really nice of him to do that. So,
but still, two more years of high school sports eligibility, including here football tonight, McDonald and Greenwood, and we're thrilled that you're joining us for it here on WOGO Sports. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll hear from the first of the two coaches, Greenwood's head coach. That conversation with Dean Linder on the way. 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Is he in touchdown? Chippewa Falls, Lavelle Jackson LeMay. The chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Here on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, as well as Max TV. And Coach Dean Lindner, now Coach, on the road here for your opener. How about it?
Well, we're a little young, so it's going to be a warm one here tonight. We got 15 kids dressed tonight, so it'll be a little bit of attrition for us. But I think we're ready to go.
Give us kind of your background and kind of your mentality for this club.
I've got 15 years of coaching, but I haven't coached for about 8-9 years now, so it's getting in. This is my first time around head coaching, so, and first time in eight man, so it's been a little bit of a learning process here, but we've had success in the past, and we're trying to bring that back here.
Take it on this McDonald team, conference champs from a year ago. Again, only two seniors, but they got a lot of returning starters.
Yeah, and they looked tough on film. I think they're ranked number 10 in eight man, so we'll have our hands full with them for sure. They're going to probably out-athlete us to some extent, but we're hoping to be able to take it to them on the ground. So.
All right, so heavy on the run for you.
Most likely, yep.
Yeah, very good. Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wish you the best.
Thanks.
Head Coach Dean Lindner coming up. We'll hear from Max Head Coach Mark Maloney as well as we get closer to kickoff. McDonald and Greenwood tonight from Duray Field on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. When Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi-Hi and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Coach Mark Maloney with us now before this game, kicking off the eight-player season. McDonald and Greenwood, a lot of these openers have been on the road. Nice to be at home.
It is. I mean, last year we were on the road for our first two games, and we're home the first two games this year, so it'll be nice to play the first one at home.
Incredibly warm weather this week, but progressively cooler today comparatively.
Yes, not a whole lot, Mark, but yeah, the humidity seems to be down a little bit, but, you know, I'm kind of breaking a little sweat here myself, so we're going to keep the kids watered up and make sure everybody stays cool, and we're going to get out of here at 7 o'clock. Maybe it'll drop by 10 degrees.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, your first year back last year, you guys win the conference title for the first time in more than 20 years. A lot of excitement there.
Yes, I mean, the kids are excited about that. They don't seem to have that on their mind yet. That's good. I like that, you know, complacency that the kids are just here to play football. And, you know, they're very, very excited to have this first one going.
Yeah, and again, just two seniors, but a number of returning starters.
Yes. You know, we got Miles Flanagan and Wesley Eddy as our two senior captains, and they're doing an awesome job leading this team. And then, like you said, the juniors coming back all had significant playing time, a lot of all-conference players. And again, that sophomore class this year is a very talented group. And the freshmen are coming up that are going to be, you know, they're going to see a little bit of action, too.
Finally, what do you know about this Greenwood squad?
Well, I know they're kind of young, and they're, you know, in their transition year here, with going from 8-player to 11-man next year with Loyal. So they don't have a lot of kids out. So, you know, I talked with the coach earlier, and he says, hey, we came to play football. And I says, good. I says, I'm glad. I'm glad your kids are playing. And, you know, we're going to go out there with a lot of class, a lot of respect for these kids.
Terrific, Coach. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great one. All right, and injury-free, right? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more of the pregame show here on WOGO Sports on a Friday night, Max Football.
20 below, foot of snow. What? Oh, man, a dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Well, we uncharacteristically began this broadcast with the report of a missing five-year-old boy in Eau Claire, and I'm just being told now that the boy has been found. Again, this is just fresh breaking information. I'm checking the website of another leading news reporting outlet in the Chippewa Valley, and they haven't even updated that yet. So, again, I am being told that the five-year-old boy that we told you about at the outset of the broadcast has been found. As we get more information, we'll share that here on WOGO Sports. Well, Greenwood has 15 players on their roster, and McDonald has more than that. But forget starting lineup, Seth Smiskey. We could almost run through the entire roster. But let's talk about some of these guys got mentioned for McDonald. Obviously, the two seniors, Miles Flanagan, the offensive and defensive lineman and captain, along with Wesley Eddy. I saw Wesley in the fine kickoff preview that QOW-TV did on high school football for the season. And those two seniors leading the way. But the unique thing, while there's only two seniors, a lot of these guys have been starters even.
Yeah, a lot of returning starters. It's kind of, like you say, unique young team, but returning starters and even the kids that are going to be stepping into this role. I got a lot of faith in them and going to be a good opportunity to learn a lot about each other tonight.
That's for sure. And meanwhile, for Greenwood, they've only got one out of their 15 players. I mean, no secret who the quarterback is. Only one has the quarterback designation, which Hayden Rakovic, a sophomore. So beyond that, some of the other key players who may arise include number two, Christopher Prasinski, a sophomore fullback linebacker, Carter Johnson, a freshman A-back and linebacker, number 22, Marshall Schultz, a sophomore B-back and linebacker, number 25, James Durstein, a junior wide receiver. I guess he also has recognized as a quarterback and linebacker. And 27, Zachary Prasinski, an A-back, defensive back. And number 35, Taylor Schoolmaster, again, just a freshman wide receiver and defensive back. But, again, this eight-player game, it's football. But, again, this is schools like Greenwood and McDonald that say, hey, you know, we've got a proud and rich tradition, and we want to continue this. We're not ready to just give up football.
Yeah, and I'm so happy when the decision was made, you know, back a few years ago that this was the route that they chose so we could.
I need to get you for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. We'll look to those after the kickoff. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And as we await the kickoff here from McDonald.
I believe that is...
Is it Isaac Crawford, 21?
Yep, Isaac Crawford, yep.
And there's the boot from Isaac, and they're going to catch it at about the 16-yard line. And here's the return coming, Christopher Prasinski, and he's going to be smothered by the McDonald defenders, and they get him down at about the 17, so a great job there.
It looks like Eli stepped down to make that tackle.
Good job by Eli. So, all right, give me your Toys and Ford keys to the game tonight, Seth Smiskey.
Well, everything kind of revolves around the O-line, it seems like, on offense and these guys, kind of a new group there, so we'll see how they can do.
Greenwood now going left to right from the 19-yard line. And they talked about a lot of running, and there's a handoff and maybe a fumble right away at about the line of scrimmage. and wow. McDonald football, and the very first carry.
Yeah, this
very first carry, and it looked to be wow.
This and, defense isn't overly big, but they can all fly around. So,
and I don't know if you saw the ball carrier. Rakovec was the quarterback, but nonetheless, the Macs take over at their own 20, going right to left, and in the Johnson roll-off red zone, right out of the gate here on WOGO Sports. Smiski under center. Handoff, right side, Moulton. Moulton, the 15, and he's going to go inside the 10 for a first down. The first down of the night for the Macs. And Moulton on the carry, going down 12 yards for Moulton.
12 yards. We can do 12 yards carry. I'll be happy with that.
Yeah. So a fumble on the very first play from scrimmage, and now second, first and goal from the 8 for McDonald. Smiski under center. I formation behind him. Pitch out. Left side. Moulton is coming to the near side. He's going to run and get collared down about the 1 or 2 yard line. And a good job by 27 for Greenwood. Zachary Prasinski. Kind of a high tackle, but nonetheless he got Moulton down, kept him out of the end zone. But it's second and goal from the 1. And Moulton, 2 carries for 19 yards.
Yeah, they they pursued well, kept him out of the end zone. But
And now the Macs going for that first pay dirt of the season, and it's going to be Smiski, number 1. Rye himself takes it in. Touchdown, and the Macs go up 6-0 right away with 10:58 to go, first period.
That is a great start. I don't think he could draw it up any better than that.
Yeah, there you go. The 1 yard touchdown run for Grant Smiski, and the Macs up 6-0. And in again comes Crawford for the kick. He had a nice boot on the kickoff. Isaac Crawford, just a freshman, running back, linebacker, and kicker.
Yeah, Grant.
And Eli Stepp will hold. The ball down. Here comes the rush, and they block it. And so the freshman kicker gets welcomed to varsity with number 25, James Durstein, getting in way too soon for Mark Maloney's liking. 6-0, Max lead. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The kickoff and the return for Greenwood out past the 15, the 20, to about the 22-yard line, where it'll be first and 10, Greenwood. Again, they had a fumble on the very first play from scrimmage, and so now trying to bounce back, trailing McDonald 6-0. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski, the call here on WOGO Sports. Rakovec, the quarterback, one runner behind him. Handoff up the middle and pound away for about 3 out to the 25. And it looked to be number 22, Marshall Schultz. And we're going to give Schultz the fumble on the first one. But 22 is Schultz that time. Fumble lost his first carry. And this time he goes for 3 out to the 25. Second and 7 now for Greenwood from the 25, going left to right. Handoff again, Schultz for a couple more out to the 27. And help me out with those tacklers here, Seth.
Yeah, so we got Alan Meinen and Dan Fritz at linebacker, and they're really plugging up the holes really good. So
third down and 5 now for Rakovec and Greenwood, trailing 6-0 to the Macs. Just underway here. Chahai losing at Schofield DC Everest last night, 24-14. The podcast of that available at wogo.com. Third and 5 now. Rakovec fakes, and he gives it to the other runner from the wing position, but Zachary Prasinski was shut down, no gain, nothing doing.
Yeah, the end crashed. Our DN read that real well there and crashed down on that side.
Maybe a gain of one. I don't know. Let's just see what they're saying on the scoreboard. Now they said the 27, so we're going to say Prusinski, no gain on that play.
Yeah, looks like Ryan Smiski was the tackler on that one.
Your nephew, so it's
he is, yep.
Family celebration here tonight. Telling me Grant and Ryan have been looking forward to this for a long time, both on varsity football. And there's the punt and the boot high. We've got our returner back in the field at about the 42-yard line for the Max. Little shake and bake, gets past the 50, the 45, and almost to the 42 of Greenwood on the return of 16 yards. And looked to be 20.
Eli Stepp, I think, was the returner on that.
Okay. All right, so they're going to mark it out at the 43-yard line, so make it a return of 15 for the Max, and it'll be first and 10, McDonald, leading 6-0. Grant Smiski under center, I formation behind him. And there's the handoff right side, and then they go to a different running back this time, Daniel Fritz, the junior fullback, taking it from the 43 and making his way all the way down to the 35-and-a-half-yard line. Again, we'll go to defer to the scoreboard, and they say the 35, so a gain of 8 for Fritz.
Yeah, Daniel got some good experience at fullback last year and looks to continue it here.
Again, just two seniors on this McDonald's squad, a lot of returning starters, and a lot of momentum. Okay, back to pass. Grant Smiski in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson, his favorite target. Anderson, the junior receiver, on the 35-yard bomb from Smiski, and the Max go up 12-0.
Yeah, that speed, that David Anderson, it is so deceiving. But you can see there he was a good 3 to 4 yards in front of the defensive backs. So it's makes it easy for the quarterback.
Yeah, Grant's got to love it. Just go back there. He had the protection and heaved it as Crawford now try to convert the extra point. They've done it on the ground and through the air. Crawford going to get this boot, a little better protection, and it's through for the extra point. We're back in half a minute. Max up 13-0, 8:27 to go, first quarter, WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
McDonald up 13-0 to start their 8-player season on the heels of the conference title a year ago. Mark Halverson, Grant Smiski from Duray Field, Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios. Don't forget, tomorrow you're all invited down to Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls, 4 to 8, 7 food trucks, free inflatables, face painting, Kevin's juggling and balloons, and free live music, a reunion show from 5:13 free, and a free concert from national recording artist Jason Gray. It's going to be awesome. Holy Donuts, Demeter's Euros, Ohana Pizza Company, Olson's Ice Cream, Tasty Trolley, The Batter's Box, and Rosie's Texas Outpost will all be there. And you need to be there as well as we celebrate 50 years of broadcasting for our sister station, WWIB. There's the boot, and Greenwood's going to get it around the 15-yard line and advancing it to about the 26 or so.
Looked like Eli Stepp again on the tackle.
And trying to identify the ball carrier for Greenwood. Was it Schultz? Anyhow. And somebody came up and tried to give us a correction on the pronunciation while we were doing the broadcast. So if you want to write it on a note and come and hand it to us, that'd be great. Because it's a little tough during a live broadcast to receive that. But again, so. All right, now, Rakovec, the quarterback. He'll take it from under center. Fumble again. Fumble. Loose ball on the field. Did the Max recover another fumble here in the backfield? And the Max recovered another fumble.
Yes, that's good. I didn't quite see who got in the backfield, but they kind of hit him right as the exchange was happening. That play didn't have much of a chance, and
no.
The ball bounced our way there.
Second loss fumble for Greenwood as McDonald now will take it at the 23-yard line, already leading with 8:18 to go first quarter. Smiski under center. Hands it off. Is it Fritz?
Yep, looked like Fritz that time.
On the left side. No, maybe not. Yeah, now make it Moulton again. Moulton. Yep. That was Dawson Moulton, number 32, the sophomore running back. Who did so much last year as a freshman. And they'll put it to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, Dawson's just a very, very fast, like straight-line runner.
Smiski now fires. He's got his receiver. Anderson shakes off a couple of tackles and makes his way down to the 10, where it's going to be another McDonald first down.
Well, so far, we gotta like the way this is going, for
yeah.
sure.
Completion for 13 on that one for the Max. After the two-yard gain by Moulton. And now, first and goal just inside the 10-yard line for McDonald. Smiski up under center. And Fritz will get it and no gain. Just the handoff to the fullback, Fritz, and nothing doing for McDonald as Smiski comes over to the sideline to get the call. So nothing doing for Fritz. Two carries for 8 yards for Daniel.
It looked like they had a little bit of trouble with the exchange. Like maybe they weren't on the same page on that play.
Yeah. So Smiski coming back now with clock at 7 minutes left here in this first quarter. And McDonald up 13-0. One touchdown on the ground and one through the air already. Smiski under center, just inside the 10. Smiski going to option to the left. He's keeping it. He's going to the 5. Spin move down close to the goal line and didn't quite get in. He came very close at about the 1 yard line.
I think that's about as close you can get without scoring.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a gain of 9 on the play. Smiski's second carry. He did have the 1 yard touchdown run earlier. That sets up a third and goal here from the 1 for McDonald. They scored from the 1 earlier. And Smiski in the huddle with the team as they come to the line of scrimmage. Leading at 13-0 over Greenwood. The season opener here on WOGO Sports. Smiski, delayed handoff. Moulton crosses in. Touchdown. And the Max now lead it with 6:11 to go first quarter. 19-0.
All right. Yeah, nothing special on that play. They just ran it right up the middle. But why not when you're probably averaging 6-7 yards a carry right now.
So the 1 yard touchdown run from Dawson Moulton, and it brings Crawford out for the extra point. It's down, the boot is up, and it is through. So the freshman kicker having a first extra point blocked hits the next two. The Max lead at 20-0 with 6:11 to go first quarter on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Kind of feel for these, like
20-0 McDonald. Mark Halverson and Seth Smitsky back here on WOGO Sports, and good to have you with us. As boy, if you just went out for some pizza and you came fish maybe on a Friday night, a fish fry, and you're like, wow, 20-0 already. Well, yes, Greenwood here. I mean, they want to play football. They have just 15 players, and they're visiting McDonald tonight. And obviously, when you have two fumbles deep in your own territory, that's going to be costly.
Yeah, they don't really even know what they can do yet on offense because they've been giving it away. So they could just hold on to the ball. I think they could maybe start to figure something
Crawford
out.
Crawford to kick it from the McDonald 40, and Greenwood coming from left to right, the two deep receivers. There's the boot from Crawford and coming to get it, and there's the receiver from the near side who comes out, Carter Johnson, a freshman, and he gets cut down at about the 30. And first down for Greenwood. So from the 31-yard line, sophomore quarterback Hayden Rakovec will lead them out there. Again, Greenwood without a first down so far. The Max with a couple and three touchdowns for Coach Mark Maloney's squad.
That was Eli Stepp again on that tackle on the kickoff. He's zeroed in on it.
I guess, yeah. All right, Rakovec, handoff up the middle, and they're going to pound it for a few. And that's 22 Schultz again.
Yeah, just got some positive yards, positive yeah. plays if you're Greenwood here.
3 yard gain for Schultz, so he's got unofficially 5 carries for 8 yards on the night, but has 2 of those fumbles. 2nd and 7 for Greenwood. Moving left to right with the receiver out to the right side, Anton Livingston, a sophomore. Receiver in motion, handoff. And Schultz again is going to be wrapped up. Good job by the McDonald D there. And boy, they call his name over and over again. Eli Stepp, huh? Gain of loss of 2 on the play.
Yep, Eli Stepp, and then Mason Bussey was able to come off his block. And
yeah. So creating a 3rd down and 9 for Greenwood as they go left to right. And this is about as far as they've gotten tonight. You talk about penetration, has not been a lot. 3rd down and 9. Rakovic, the quarterback, in motion. A pitch out to 27, Zachary Prusinski, but he's going to get socked for a big loss of about 6 yards. And a good job by the McDonald defender. I'm looking at Ryan Smisky that time.
Yeah, that was Ryan on that one.
Loss of 7 for Prusinski on the carry.
Yeah, Ryan able to keep contain on there. That's really critical here.
And there's the 4th down punt, and it's going to go beyond Eli Stepp and out of bounds. And so a couple of Prusinskis on this team. So we've got, I thought I saw another one, right? Earl Zachary Prusinski, maybe. What did I just imagined it. Christopher.
Yep,
right?
Christopher and Zachary. Yep.
All right. All right, from the 50-yard line for McDonald. As they get ready here, and Grant Smisky under center. The Macs leading it 20-0 already, and it's just the first quarter. 4.5 minutes left, first period. Smisky's going to heave one on the near side. He's got Anderson out, and he's going to catch it and knocked out of bounds. About a 30-yard gain. No, they're saying incomplete. They're saying he was out of bounds. So incomplete pass. Good try there by David Anderson. 2nd down. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, David had him beat. Grant's just got to get that ball just a little more in the field of play and maybe a little bit more downfield.
Well, I think that's where, I mean, this first game, again, yep. Not trying to rub salt in the wound or anything, but, I mean, you're trying to establish yourself a foundation going forward against tougher competition. Smisky back to pass now. Again, looking, taking. He's got all day, and now he's going to roll, and now he's going to scramble. Now he's going to roll back the other way, directing traffic. He's past the line of scrimmage, the 45, the 40, the 38, the 35, still on his feet, the 30. Smisky still going, and finally wrapped up at about the 27, 28-yard line. And, Dad, you taught him that, right?
Yeah, we work on that every night.
And a 23-yard run for Grant Smisky. He's got 33 yards on 3 carries tonight.
Yeah, that was a heck of a run there. Looks like he's hurting a little bit. I don't know, he must have slammed his hand or something. But
he is over talking to Coach Maloney at the moment. And, yeah, that was, boy, the amount of dizzy. He gained 27. What did I say? 23. It was, 23 yards to the 27. So it's 1st and 10, McDonald. And then the handoff, Dawson Moulton pounding his way past the 30, and he kept those legs moving and got himself close to the 21 or 22-yard line. So a good first down gain for Moulton, the sophomore running back. They'll put it down to the 21, so a gain of 6. Moulton, 4 carries for 27 yards on the night.
One thing that was really impressive on that play that Grant had the long run on was he did have plenty of time to throw the ball.
Yeah, he did.
That's really great to see.
But he was using his best Aaron Rodgers and not, you know, putting it up there if they were too covered.
Yeah,
so credit
yep.
the Greenwood secondary.
Yep.
All right, now 2nd down and 4 for the Macs. Knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. There's a completion over the middle, and there's a catch down to about the 11-yard line, and that is number 11, Bryce Meyer, the sophomore tight end. First catch of the season for him.
Yeah, just quick pass, nice safe route, and if you can get that kind of yardage on that, hey, let's keep doing it.
Yeah, Bryce, number 11.
That may have been number 14.
Really?
Nash Winger on
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. My apologies. All right, and now Smisky, and they get it. Help me out here. All right.
It was a sweep out, pitch out to Dawson Moulton. And they got the touchdown there.
My apologies, folks. Trying to do stats and play-by-play at the same time. And the correction, which was noteworthy, after the completion. We got a penalty. They're calling it all back. So I did not miss the touchdown call. All right. So they'd had the completion to the 11 to Winger. So a gain of 12 on the previous play. And now a 10-yard penalty against the Macs. That's the first penalty on them tonight and first on either squad. As 2:31 left in this first quarter, Macs leading it 20-0. Mark Halverson and Seth Smitsky, the call here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. All right, so McDonald from the 21. Going right to left, pitch out, Moulton, and good job by the Greenwood defense, limiting his gain that time. And one of the tacklers there for Greenwood, number 4, Carter Johnson, just a freshman.
Nice. That was a good play.
Gain of 3 for Moulton.
Yeah.
So 2nd and 17 from the 18. Because remember, that completion to Winger had gone to the 11. And we thought possibly a touchdown, but that was called back. Because the ref said, Halverson didn't make the call, so we're going to call a penalty.
we're going to let you redo this one,
Mark. About being egocentric. All right, 2nd and 17 for the Macs, and Smisky on the handoff again, going past the 15. The runner still going and keeping those legs moving close to the 10-yard line. My guess would be, let's see, it is Moulton again. So, again, he's the workhorse, no question about it. He was last year as a freshman, and as Grant told QOW-TV in the interview that they had done, he said, hey, we're bigger and stronger. We've hit the weights. And so has that been the truth, Dad?
Yeah. They've done a really good job this summer getting into the weight room and just working out. And
that's important, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. 3rd down and 10 for the Macs from the Greenwood 11-yard line. Going right to left, Smisky, 3-step drops, looking. Now he's going to run himself. Now he's going to go. The 5, he's in for the touchdown. Grant Smisky runs it in. He kind of tried to use some fakes he's learned from watching his favorite quarterbacks. An 11-yard touchdown for Grant Smisky. Goes with the 1-yarder he had earlier, 26-0 Max.
Yes, I definitely think he's been watching some quarterbacks. I don't know what that looked like out there.
But, you know, that idea, too, I mean, everybody knows once you cross the line of scrimmage, you can't throw it, but – you know, doing whatever you can to divert them, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times people lose where they're at the field, so you may still think that he can throw the ball. So
right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely worth doing.
And the ball down for Crawford. The boot is a little bit to the left that time. So no good. 26-0. Max back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back at Duray Field, Chippewa Falls. The Macs in those home blue uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and the white pants. And Greenwood with the white uniforms and the red helmets, red numerals and black pants. McDonald up big, 26-0, Seth Smisky. And it is just 56 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's that's the score you like to see, obviously, if you're cheering for the Macs. But They've I think they're spreading the ball around, kind of doing a lot of different stuff and, you know, just feeling this team out.
Right. And so 2 returners back for Greenwood. Here's the boot from Crawford and going deep to about the 11-yard line. Christopher Prasinski bobbles it. Now he gets out to past the 20 to about the 22-yard line when the blue shirts of McDonald are there to take care of business. And including number 3 for the Macs, Cale Holm. Yeah.
Yeah, Cale's been down there on most of the kicks. Eli's just getting down there just a little bit quicker on him, but
yeah.
This time Cale got there first.
All right, so from the 22 Greenwood, again, it's a 26-0 game. They had two lost fumbles earlier. And now Rakovec will be underneath the center. And the handoff left side, Schultz, and he's going to get three different Macs who are just all over him looking for him as he tried to go off the left side. And back to the line of scrimmage, loss of one maybe.
Yeah, Dan Fritz stepped up and made a huge play there. He just,
Loss of one for Schultz. And again, this is the deal on Schultz. I've got him down for 7 carries for 5 yards and 2 lost fumbles. And now 2nd and 11 from the 21. Rakovec, handoff left side. Again, Schultz, he's their workhorse. He's their guy that they go to. They call him the bell cow, right? I mean, that's high school, college, pro even. And, again, maybe a gain of one back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I see McDonald's kind of changed things up a little bit. They got 4 down linemen and just 1 linebacker, it looks like they're doing right now.
And that'll do it for the first quarter. The first quarter in the books. They'll change directions. 12 minutes are behind us. McDonald 26, Greenwood nothing on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
26-0 McDonald. Again, good news from great news from we started this broadcast saying a missing 5-year-old boy in Eau Claire. He has been found and is safe. Again, the Eau Claire Police Department saying the missing 5-year-old boy has been found and is safe. So great news there. Can we say praise the Lord? Yes. All right. So for McDonald now on defense, 3rd and 10 for Greenwood as they go right to left from their own 22. As they change directions and try to do a misdirection on a running play. And a couple of times, Seth, it seems they've tried Prasinski on that 3rd down after running Schultz the first two, and it didn't work that time.
Oh, and Ryan Smisky there, he's just staying disciplined and reading his cues and didn't bite on it and was able to make a good play.
All right, so that creates a 4th and 10 from the 22, and again, I think the furthest they got was the 32-yard line, so sets up a punting situation. Down 26-0, the clock ticking inside of 11.5 minutes to go here in this first half. There's the snap, and he had a heavy rush on him, and the punter puts it out of bounds and shanked it to the left, and definitely advantageous for McDonald. And I believe that was number 10, Christopher Prasinski, the sophomore punter. 13-yard punt to the 35 where McDonald will take it under the leadership of Grant Smisky and make it about the 36, I guess. So 1st and 10 for the Max from the 36, leading 26 zip.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where you're kind of hoping to keep the starters in for a while yet.
Right, it's setting up to be a running clock kind of game. But you want to get some experience,
yeah,
some
absolutely.
Reps, some game action. And Smisky under center, I formation behind him. And the handoff, second run, Eli Stepp making his way for a 1st down, or close to it.
Yeah, Eli brings a little more shiftiness.
Uh-huh.
You know, Dawson's really fast, but Eli's quick. He's got some moves.
And we're gonna call that a gain of 9. I have that as his first carry tonight. So all right,
yeah, yep.
Second and 1 for the Max as they go left to right, 10:50 and counting in this first half. Handoff off the right side and pounding away for a first down and more inside the 15. And that looked to be 28, Alan Minen, I thought.
Yeah, yep. Looks like Alan Minen's first carry of the night.
Yeah. So Minen taking that one from a gain of 7 for Minen. So the Max doing what they want to on the ground and getting their fifth first down of this first half. And there's from the 14-yard line, there's the step into the secondary. Step still going. He'll make it in. Touchdown. Eli Step with 10:18 to go in the first half. Give the Max a 32-0 lead. 14-yard touchdown run. And so two carries for Step on the drive, right?
Yep. Yep. McDonald not having any problem moving the ball there.
32 zip, and this extra point to try to make it 33. Crawford has hit 2 out of 4 so far. The ball down. There's the boot, and it's going to be too low. So 2 out of 5 for Crawford. We'll take the freshman kicker back at half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, so far the Max, 5 different touchdowns, 2 different touchdown runs from Grant Smiske of 1 and 11 yards, a 35-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson, Dawson Moulton a 1-yard touchdown run, and now Eli Stepp a 14-yard touchdown run. Again, the game is what it is. I mean, yes, it's a mismatch. We kind of thought it might be before the game, but nonetheless, this is the first game on the varsity schedule, so make the best of it, right, Seth?
Yep. Get a lot of different guys in, see what they can do. Just continue to work on the fundamentals. You know, even if you're ahead by 32 points, you still want to do what you've practiced and do it at a high level.
Right, and I know I've had the schedule for the Max, and might have blown for me somewhere, but you know off the top of your head who they play next week?
We got Thorpe coming up.
Thorpe, yeah, that's a big game, right?
Yeah, so. Yep.
And the kickoff return take to about the 27-yard line. And McDonald will go on defense there as, again, the furthest Greenwood has gotten is the 32 of McDonald. So first things first, that maybe is the first goal to try to get beyond that. So.
Yep. Yeah, and with Thorpe coming up, they bring, I believe he was the – like the running back of the year for 8-man football. So
okay.
He's a horse. So,
yeah. All right. Clock just past 10 minutes left in this first half. And the handoff from Rakovec to Schultz, nothing doing.
Mason Bussey getting in the backfield there, making a play.
Big Mason, the offensive and defensive lineman, a sophomore. If you're wondering, how come no heights and weights? They didn't give them to us, folks. So neither team gave us heights and weights, and so that's their prerogative. And so we can't give it to you. Yeah. We don't have it. All right.
Mason's a good-sized kid.
Yeah. We're sticking with that, I guess. So. All right. And so that was a loss of 2 on the play for Schultz. And Greenwood now facing a 2nd and 12 from their 24 as they go right to left. And again, McDonald, great penetration and shutting down Rakovec that time. And Bussey again. So back-to-back plays and a loss of 1 that time for Rakovec, the quarterback. his first carry on the night. And nothing doing on it, and a loss of one. So third and 13 for Greenwood from their own 23, going right to left. Here on WOGO Sports, a running clock at 35 or higher, but only in the second half. It's 32-0 McDonald right now. And there's the handoff off the right side, trying to get some misdirection against the McDonald defense, but not being fooled by that. They go with Przinski again. And, yeah, that was a little bit better than out to at least a gain of one on the play. So he's gotten zero or minus seven or zero, and that was a gain of one. So sets up a fourth down and a punting situation. Even though they're down 32-0, still saying, hey, we're going to punt it, backed up like this. And Przinski might have had it partially blocked, and now it rolls into McDonald territory, fielded there. And here's the returner step out to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. He may go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp, 53-yard punt return, and the Max go up 38-0.
Yeah, they excellent job on punt return there. They just sealed it off, and it was just off to the races for Eli.
He's got the speed, and even on that, I mean, he didn't take a lot of shifty, but you can see just that different element he brings, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got the speed.
Yep. He's got the speed for sure. And, yeah, just that little bit of shiftiness. And, I mean, it looks like he's got some good vision out there. So really excited about Eli.
With 8:08 to go in the first half, and Eli makes it 38-0, McDonald. And the extra point is no good. McDonald up by 38, running clock territory, not second half. Back in half a minute, WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, DeRay Field, press box, 38-0 Max, and Eli Stepp, the youngster for McDonald. He just had some carries on offense, and the sophomore goes 53 yards on a punt return for a touchdown.
Yeah, Eli has come to play tonight, making awesome tackles on kickoff and then that return there, and even got a couple carries and scoring the touchdown there. So Eli is ready to play, no doubt about that.
Fantastic effort and fun to call that one. Stick around for our highlights coming up at halftime here on WOGO Sports. Make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50-80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com. All right, the Max, a little delay on the kickoff, and Crawford, there's the boot. And they'll field it just past the 20-yard line. Przinski coming the near side, the 30, and McDonald group tackle him around the 31-yard line. So Greenwood near as far as they've gotten so far tonight. And that is 27, Zachary Przinski, the sophomore. We've called his name a handful of times, not as much as Schultz, but.
Yeah, it looks like Justin Quall got there first on the kickoff.
And, all right. So keeping our eye on that clock, still 8 minutes left here in the first half. Be interesting to see, even in terms of quarterback, do you at some point go to a backup quarterback? And again, the Max have potential to continue to grow this lead here in the first half before we get into a running clock situation. But Greenwood with the football at the 31, going right to left. And the handoff up the middle, Schultz, and he'll pound in for a couple that time. Yeah, number 22, Marshall Schultz, the sophomore, to the 33.
Yeah, just a great game so far tonight. I guess the one thing you'd kind of like to maybe see him get the extra point situation under control. Doesn't.
Well, I mean, Anders Carlson's having trouble with the Packers on that. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Second down and eight. Yeah, that's for sure. The freshman kicker. And now a loose ball in the backfield. It looked like Rakovec did come up with it.
Yeah, boy, he just doesn't have time back there.
Nope. And McDonald with great penetration throughout the night from the 33 back to the 29, a loss of four on the play for the quarterback. Third down, and they've got to get to the 41. I think it's really more like a third and 12, but okay. So third and 12 for Greenwood. Back to pass, and he's going to get smothered again, and there's a great penetration by the Max that looked to be.
Looks like Caleb Leet.
Okay. 66 Leet, and good job by him from the 29 back to the 23, and so I'm going to call that a sack. There's no indication he was trying to run. They have not had a passing situation all night, but a sack and a loss of six for Greenwood, and now yet another punting instance. There's a low snap, and the punter, Prusinski, gets it off, and the Max ran it back last time, and this time a different returner is going to take it to the near side and going to take it all the way in for another McDonald touchdown, Isaac Crawford. Crawford, the kicker, ends up taking it to the house, a shorter return of 40-some yards. I don't know if you – did you see a distance on that?
Was yeah. Around, yep.
How long would you say?
It was about 42, 43.
43, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Looks like
– there's a flag? There is
yeah,
a flag.
Yep. I think it was –
they may call
like
it back.
A legal block.
Okay. And so the Max, a similar path that Stepp had taken on his punt return, touchdown. And so they're going to wave – this second touchdown the Max have had waved off, and it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. So marking it off from about the 20 out to about the 34. So from the 19 to the 34, a 15-yard penalty. Max, I guess one negative and two penalties for 25 yards tonight.
Yeah, yep, two big penalties. And that was it was kind of a blindside block. And
yeah.
Yep, I mean, not too long ago, that probably would have been perfectly okay, but not anymore. So.
Yeah, trying to clean things up and protect the guys. So, all right, so first and 10 for the Max from the 34. And, again, with all due respect to Crawford, I'm sure he would have loved the touchdown and the punt return, but it's nice to be able to see the offense get out there and get some reps still too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, just, that's what we're here for at this point.
Right.
We're, just working out some plays.
And so Grant Smiski, the junior quarterback in his third year on varsity under center, he'll take it short drop. He's got a receiver off on the left side, shakes one tackler. He'll keep going, and he's going to get brought down just outside of the 11-yard line. That's Ryan Smiski, his cousin, the tight end.
Yeah, that's really neat to see. I'm thinking that's probably it may be Grant's first completion to Ryan.
Yeah, 23-yarder.
So really cool. Yeah.
23-yarder, the Max sixth first down of the night, and a nice play. And there'll be a lot more of those, hopefully, the rest of this year and next year. Of course, Grant is a junior, but Ryan just a sophomore. So from the 11-yard line, Max can still get a first down without scoring as the clock at 5:55 and counting here in half number one. Smiski hands it off, and they power it up the middle to number 35, Justin Quall, the sophomore running back. Quall down to the six or so. So, Justin Quall, that's a new name for me.
Yeah, it looks like coach is kind of starting to filter some different guys in here.
Yep. 5-yard gain. And why not get as many guys experienced and start to build that confidence? You got a 38-0 lead late in the first half. Hand off Quall again, going to pound against that Greenwood defense. You get down close to the goal line as they're moving it left to right. Again, he's close to that first down, but again, it's. Really, they're going to say just short of it. So a gain of four. So Quall, two carries for 9 yards. Creating, they say, third and one from the two. As Smiski had come over to the sidelines to get the play. They don't quite have the built-in headset and the helmets
nope,
like the pros, huh?
All
right, third and one from the two-yard line. Smiski hands it off, second runner through. I'm going to get in there for the touchdown. McDonald, and that looked to be Ryder Sullivan, the junior running back.
All right, that is great to see. Good for Ryder.
Lots of different guys getting in the action. Ryder Sullivan gets the touchdown, and the Max go up 44-0. So we're testing our math skills here tonight on the 2-yard touchdown run for Sullivan.
Yeah, now it's just starting to get a couple numbers down, and now they throw a fresh new group at us.
Yeah, they're going to pitch it to Crawford, and now he's going to try to run it in for the score, and he does. So a two-point conversion. We saw how good Crawford could be on the called back punt return, and instead, that time, the holder, Stepp, caught it, dished it to Crawford, who ran it in. Now, the problem is, Seth, we might as well keep it right here. You've shown that to other teams, yeah. But that was an impressive play.
It was. And I guess when things just aren't working out in the kicking game, yeah. You know, let's go back and practice it a little bit. But in the meantime, let's figure out how to get some more points on the board. So
the 2-yard touchdown run by Ryder Sullivan with 4:48 left here in the first half, giving the Macs a 44-0 lead. And then after that, the 2-point run in by Crawford, making it 46-0.
And you don't exactly know how the coach psychology works, but maybe, hey, that's a little more to watch on film,
sure.
Or a little
yeah,
more to prepare
true.
For. You know, hey,
that's
true. This is something we got to look out for. Maybe slow the rush down a little
bit. Slow the rush down so you can make the extra point.
There
yeah.
you go. Who knows?
I mean, everybody would take two if they could. It's just yes. a matter of it's a lower percentage typically. But mm-hmm. if your extra point is a lower percentage, then you start to weigh it maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
obviously in the NFL, they've backed up the extra point. Still, overwhelmingly, that's what people do. But they've made it a little bit more difficult.
And Isaac's got plenty of leg. Definitely can. I was curious to see if they'd even maybe try a field goal tonight, but I don't think we're going to.
And he also, I mean, I can see where he's a running back of the future, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's just that
yes.
they're loaded
yep.
at
no
running
question.
Back with Moulton and with Eli Stepp and others. But this guy as a freshman, you know, he's somebody, too. You can see the speed that he's got.
Yep, and I respect Coach Maloney for that.
46-0 McDonald. There's the boot by Crawford. And this one's going to go all the way into the end zone. And Prusinski will let it go. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's Zachary and Christopher, both Prusinskis. So you can say Prusinski's back deep, and you're right, twice. All right, I need to do some more business with you folks and let you know that what do we have for also? Well, no, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. All right. Game one is just kind of it's our whole football – you know, the preseason. We don't get three preseason games, you know. It's just, this is it. All right, from the 20-yard line, down 46-0. And they're going to keep it on the ground, Greenwood to Schultz, and he's going to go for about three into the heart of that McDonald defense. And one of the tacklers there, 35, Justin Quall. We were just talking about the sophomore on offense.
Yeah. And if you're Greenwood right here, you know, you just, I mean, we're kind of in this, we were in this boat last year.
Yeah.
And, against Newman, and you just want to get, you know,
right.
Hey, let's get a first down here.
Yeah,
you
that's know. For sure. It gets rough. Second and six from the 24, going right to left, and Rakovet hands it to Schultz, and he'll pound his way. Again, it seems the McDonald defense maybe softening a little bit, you know, in terms of such a big lead, because these are some of the better runs I've seen for Schultz all night.
Yeah.
Two back-to-back 4-yard runs. He's only got 14 yards on the night, but again, it's third down and two for Greenwood, keeping that clock rolling inside of 4 minutes left here in the first half.
It appears he's pulled most of the starting group.
Okay, and that could be. And there's a handoff up the middle and the first down for Schultz. Well, that difference then between the starters, and McDonald has the luxury of having more than just 15 players like Greenwood, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So even though it's eight man, it still helps to, or
yep.
I should say eight player.
Oh. Yeah, it's. No, it's a really good luxury and something we didn't have, you know.
Yep. But the success last year, I think it probably, you know, the morale and people were like, hey, I'll go out for football, right?
Yeah, yep.
I'll have some fun.
It builds. You get a little success
right.
going and it gets the younger kids excited. And
off the right side again. Is this I think maybe that wasn't Schultz that time. Let's see the number. 27, Prusinski. Prusinski going that time from the – a 4-yard gain for Prusinski, so he gets his numbers up to minus two on the night. And that creates a second and six from the 39. Greenwood did get their first down of the night along the way here. So, and this is their deepest penetration so far against the Max reserves on defense. A flag is thrown as the running back going for another first down, Schultz, but a flag is thrown. So we'll wait on that. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show and also the great clips, great plays of the half coming up here on WOGO Sports. Caught a lot of the highlights. Got two of them and have to kind of go back and try to lock in on here during our initial three-minute break once we do go to halftime. And a five-yard penalty, so Greenwood gets their first down of the first half and their first penalty of the first half. Backed up to the 34-yard line now. Don't forget, next Friday night, it's the Cards on the Road Conference against Hudson. A tough one for them. They could really use Jackson LeMay's return if possible. Pre-game for that, 6:35 next Friday night with our talented broadcast crew here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson and Alan Dunham. I believe Dave Check away next week. All right, the handoff for Greenwood, and again, they pound into that reserve defense a little bit better as that is 22 Schultz again, going for about four out from the 34 to the 38.
Next year, it's the big conference realignment, right, with the Big Rivers Conference and right. Chi High?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing ever stays the same, right?
No, especially in college.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's crazy. That is crazy, yeah. Third and seven from the 38 now, or maybe third and eight, and they come around the near side, and good job by the McDonald defense there. Number 30 in on the stop, Caden Booz.
Yeah, number 11, Bryce Meyer. He was playing D-line yeah. there and just shot in there. So.
And
or,
I don't,
no, he was playing linebacker, sorry.
All right, so it's fourth down, but it's a doable fourth down, and they've got a little better field position here with about a minute and a half to go. And so I would think they're going to go for it. And just a short gain on that particular play out to the handoff up the middle. The Schultz is going to pound his way close to the first down at about the 45, and they may have to mark it very close. Yep. And they're going to say first down. So a six-yard gain for Schultz. He gets the first down. That's the second first down for Greenwood, all of them on this drive. And, again, maybe do you want to acknowledge, maybe point out or name some of these backup defenders for us a little bit, Seth?
Yeah, I will here. Bryce Meyer was in there. Caden Booz. Ryder Sullivan's back at safety.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we've mentioned a little bit, but maybe not on defense. As Rakovec's going to throw it for the first time tonight, down the middle of the field, incomplete. As he intended that one for 25, James Durstein.
Looks like we got Grant Soak up in a DN there, getting a little pressure.
So the incomplete pass, that is his first pass of the night. He was sacked once for a loss of six. And that stops the clock with 49 seconds left in the half. And McDonald up 46-0 over Greenwood. And the handoff up the middle after the pass went incomplete and to Schultz. Schultz goes from the 45 to the 49 or so for a gain of four.
Yeah, good tackle on the play by Justin Quall. He was playing end and he just crashed down. Was able to get in there and make a tackle.
So it sets up a third and six with the clock running now. And Greenwood, I mean, this is their deepest penetration against the Macs to their own 49-yard line. They have not crossed midfield yet tonight. See if they do it here before halftime. Final 17 seconds of the half. Rakovec back to pass. He'll fire one, and he's got his receiver inside the 30-yard line. And then McDonald pushing him back and keeping him in bounds. And that is going to do it for the half.
Nice throwing ball. He threw it right where the receiver could only catch it. And
that receiver, number 25, James Durstein. And that'll do it for the half. So Greenwood gets, or they call a timeout with 4 seconds. Okay.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
You got the ball and you got to drive. Let's throw one up there.
Yep. And setting in the distance to the 31-yard line. And I think they were at about the 46. So 19, 23-yard completion to Durstein.
Yeah, and I think right here, let's get a little pass protection going if you're Greenwood and let your quarterback step back. And
there you go.
Sling one down the field.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls and coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, we are 4 seconds away from halftime. And Greenwood, again, hats off to him this drive here against the Max defense have gone to the McDonald 31. Last play of the half, seemingly. Mekovic back to pass. He'll fire one down the middle, and it's intercepted by the Max. And that is Ryder Sullivan who picks it off and takes McDonald into halftime. Our score, McDonald 46, Greenwood nothing. Back in 3 minutes with the Hy-Vee halftime on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the power line. Is he in touchdown? Chippewa Falls, Lavelle Jackson LeMay. The chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All right. Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky. Your thoughts in the first half, Seth?
They looked really good. They moved the ball kind of just like you would want to. They were able to they had some good running plays, some good passing plays. Special teams looked really good. So, yeah, pretty much you couldn't ask for much more. I don't think if you're Coach Maloney, but I'm sure as a coach he's finding some things they can work on next week for sure. But no,
again,
it looks really good.
Thorpe's going to provide a different challenge than Greenwood, but let me do the proper introduction. Game one, still working out the bugs here. It's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings in the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle, and I think my son Michael trying to keep them in business after every soccer game, well, at least a couple of them, he and his buddy Kip love to go there and get, a rice bowl and some great food. That's just, it's quite a grocery experience, isn't it, Hy-Vee?
Yeah, yep. Kind of on the other side of town, other side of Eau Claire for
okay.
me. But
I understand.
Been there a few times, yep.
I understand, all right. Yeah, it's just I've never taken my family out to eat at a grocery store. We've done it until Hy-Vee, and now we've done it multiple times there.
There you go.
All right, so let's look at some of the numbers, some of the scoring recap, and we'll hear some of these a little bit later. But I think I'm going to follow the example of my friend Caleb Swenson. And also, I think I heard him in game one, the win over Holman, begin the halftime by inviting everybody, because everybody's invited tomorrow night. It's WWIB, our sister station's 50th anniversary. It's a family fun day, 4 to 8 tomorrow. And again, we've been working long and hard on this, particularly my buddy Caleb and all sorts of folks, our staff and ownership and management. It's Riverfront Park tomorrow, half a century. It's a long time. Seven food trucks, free inflatables, face painting, Kevin's juggling and balloons, and free live music, a reunion show from 513 free. They're great. This is their first time together in almost 4 years, and they're doing it for us. Thank you. And a free concert from, this guy's awesome, Jason Gray. You don't want to miss him. 6:45 to 8 tomorrow night. Get there early, though. Get your food. Sign up for some drawings. We've got five family packs of Wisconsin Dells tickets. It's the last chance Dells drawings at our WIB table tomorrow. Food trucks, I mean, it's the all-star food truck extravaganza. Holy Donuts, Demeter's Euros, Ohana Pizza is incredible. They were at our parking lot picnic. Also, Tasty Trolley, The Batter's Box, Rosie's Texas Outpost, and again, either Holy Donuts or Olson's Ice Cream for dessert. All free will donations benefit Hope Village, ensuring everyone in our community has a safe place to call home. You'll also have a chance to win a two-night cabin stay from Blue Hills Vacation Properties. And again, five family packs of Dell's tickets. Hey, what a, might as well put your name into the hopper for that. Tons of free family entertainment and the opportunity to help Hope Village. It's all tomorrow, 4 to 8, Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at WIB Radio on Facebook or at WIB.com/50th. So everyone is invited.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, boy, it covered all the bases, right?
So. I'd like to congratulate my neighbors, Greg and Sue, for 50 years.
That's right. Awesome. That's right. You guys, neighbors there.
Yeah.
And so, recapping some of this scoring, you're going to hear some of these highlights after our next break. But 10:58 to go in the first quarter, just a minute in. The Macs got a one-yard touchdown run from Grant Smiski. Before I get deeper into that, I mean, part of it was certainly we had not one but two lost fumbles early in the game for Greenwood.
Yeah, and just... I mean, McDonald didn't have to go far to get it in the end zone. And then you knew it was going to be a tough game for him to start out with. But you start out like that, then it really makes it tough. And, you know, it's as the game wears on, it gets tough to keep your head up and keep playing with the same intensity.
Right. And so it's good to see more and more people brought into the action because it's fun to play, but it's really fun to score, right?
Yes.
Not that I ever had that privilege. But a 35-yard touchdown pass was the from Grant Smiski to his buddy David Anderson. And, of course, McDonald had an incredible pass receiver these last couple years who could even play quarterback. And yet we know that people said even last year, like, David Anderson, he's going to be good too. And certainly we've been seeing David do some of these things even since he was a freshman.
Yep. David has shown flashes, and you knew that, not taking anything away from Dale. Dale was fantastic.
Dale Tetrault.
But,
yeah.
But, you knew that when it was his turn, mm-hmm. that he could definitely step up, and I think he will.
Yeah. And that's what you see in the high school and college level. I mean, you know, the star players graduate, and some of the underclassmen get their opportunities. And so David Anderson, then Dawson Moulton, a one-yard touchdown run as well. An 11-yard touchdown run for Grant Smiski. This was all in the first quarter as the Macs built up that 26-zip lead. Then later, Eli Stepp showed what he can do on the ground. A particular series, he had a couple of carries, including a 14-yard touchdown run, breaking a punt return for a touchdown with 8:08 to go in the half for McDonald. And I didn't put the name down for that one, so...
I pretty sure Ryder Sullivan scored in there.
Okay.
Was that it?
Ryder Sullivan scored the last touchdown.
Okay.
He had the last two-yard touchdown run. But for McDonald, well, we'll find out when we hear the call in terms of I know they called Isaac Crawford's back.
They did.
I think it was Eli Stepp again. I think Eli Stepp did it again. Remember, he had a touchdown, and then he had another touchdown on the punt return. So the Eli Stepp show there for a little bit. And then we had a two-point run as well from the freshman kicker, Isaac Crawford, showing what he can do as well. So Interesting stuff. We'll take another 3-minute break. We'll come back with some of those highlights and our great plays, great clips, great plays of the half. Stick around for that. 3 minutes away on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Oh, they're on my head. Yes, I did just ask Seth Smisky, where's my glasses? And they were on my head, folks. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Well, there you go. It happens at 59 sometimes. So, all right, well, let's take care of some more business. Tell you what, yeah, it's time for the great plays, the great clips, great plays of the half. Brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. First half action here on WOGO. We go back to some of the great plays that the McDonald Max had in half number one, and let's give it a listen on WOGO. The season, it's going to be Smisky number one. Rye himself takes it in. Touchdown, and the Max go up 6-0 right away with 10:58 to go first period. Pats, Grant Smisky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson, his favorite target. Anderson, the junior receiver, on the 35-yard bomb from Smisky, and the Max go up 12-0. And a scrimmage, leading at 13-0 over Greenwood. The season opener here on WOGO Sports. Smisky, delayed handoff. Moulton crosses in, touchdown, and the Max now lead it with 6:11 to go first quarter, 19-0. 11-yard line, going right to left. Smisky, three-step drops, looking. Now he's going to run himself. Now he's going to go. The five, he's in for the touchdown. Grant Smisky runs it in. He kind of tried to use some fakes he's learned from watching his favorite quarterbacks. An 11-yard touchdown for Grant Smisky. Goes with the one-yarder he had earlier, 26-0 Max. First half, and there's from the 14-yard line, there's the step into the secondary. Step still going. He'll make it in. Touchdown. Eli Step with 10:18 to go in the first half. Give the Max a 32-0 lead. 7-0, and that was a gain of one. So sets up a fourth down and a punting situation. Even though they're down 32-0, still saying, hey, we're going to punt it, backed up like this. And Przinski might have had it partially blocked, and now it rolls into McDonald territory, fielded there. And here's the returner, Step, out to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. He may go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Eli Step. 53-yard punt return, and the Max go up 38-0. Here in half number one. Smiski hands it off, and they power it up the middle to number 35, Justin Quall. Okay, tell you what, those were the great clips, great plays of the half. They did get the one last touchdown we didn't hear, which was the two-yard touchdown run from Ryder Sullivan and the two-point conversion as well by Isaac Crawford. And it's 46-0 McDonald, and get ready for some running clock, Seth Smiski.
Yeah, and get ready for, a whole new squad. They kind of did it there towards the end of the half, but a whole new squad for McDonald on offense and defense here, too. So we get to learn some new numbers and keep us on our toes anyways.
That's right. All right, well, keep working. Got a little light in the booth because that is helpful to call this action. And there's the boot from Greenwood as McDonald... A little trouble with the kick at about the 26 or 27-yard line and running into the near side. And it looked to be 25, Hayden Christofferson, the freshman, to about the 27-yard line where it'll be first and 10. McDonald going left to right. Again, that running clock with that 35-point lead or greater, and it's just going to – but then it's – okay, there it's going to keep going. All right. All right, so McDonald football, and let's see if even at quarterback looks like Nathan help me out with the name.
Bogus.
Nathan Bogus. All right, good. So for the Max from the 28-yard line, first and 10, Bogus has Smiski, 3 out of 4 through the air for himself in that first half. And flags thrown right away. So, again, maybe some reserves. And so you got 13, the running back, Ryder Sullivan. Illegal motion is the call. So the Max, third penalty of the day. And three penalties for 30 yards, and they'll back it up to the 23.
Yeah, just a little antsy there.
Yep. So first and 15, McDonald. Again, clock will just keep marching right through, so this 24 minutes going to fly through a little quicker than the initial 24 as Bogus, the quarterback, under center. I formation behind him, handoff to the fullback, and he'll... Very limited gain as Greenwood's tackler, Antonio Morales, a sophomore defensive lineman, limiting it. And it was Qual that time for no gain. So second and 15 for the Max from their own 23. And again, I say this as generously, but I think it's really the McDonald backups against Greenwood. It's a more even competition, right? So... 46-0 McDonald, what they built up with their starters largely. It's a second and 15, and Bogus now is going to keep it himself, running around the right side, but he's going to be chased down by the defender, and a good job by number 4, Carter Johnson, the freshman linebacker.
Yeah, it looks like we got Angelo Enders in there at center for McDonald right now. Grant Sokup playing the right guard, and who's playing the left guard there? When I see it, I'll let you know.
So Bogus, a loss of 4. That was really more of a design run for him, and it creates a third and 19. They're calling it third and 20, but I think it's really closer to third and 19. I don't want to be a stickler, but you got your view, I got mine. Third and 19 Max from their own 19-yard line. Need to get out to the 38. So, and now rolling to the right side, Bogus, the 20, the 25, and he'll scamper out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. And so a gain of 8 on the play for Bogus, so he earns back 4 of the ones that he lost. And he's on the plus side, 2 carries for 4 yards, creating a 4th down. Probably punting, but they are up 46-0. But probably punting.
Yeah. Mitchell Buescher, he's playing left guard.
Thank you.
Got to give those old linemen
absolutely
a shout out.
Absolutely. No, for sure. Please. And I'm wrong, because they are going to... All right, no, Bogus is into a punt situation. He's going back deep. It's either the shotgun or he's going to punt. And they hike it to him, and Bogus will boot it. And hits about the 44 of Greenwood and then takes a hop to the 40 and fielded by there. And a good tackle, a good shoestring tackle. Is that number 8 for McDonald? Looked like Luke Anderson, the freshman. Good job tackling the returner for Greenwood.
Looks like Luke's a lot like his older brother David there with the speed.
Oh, yeah.
He made it down there in a hurry.
Absolutely. So Greenwood taking over from the 44. Clock marching through. 8:18 now left in this third quarter, and McDonald Max leading at 46-0. All right, and the handoff is going to go to Schultz. Schultz off the right side, and he's going to gain about 6 or 7 or so.
Yeah, good tackle there. We just, you know, probably going to move the ball a little bit here, but still want to make him earn it.
Okay, so here's my confusion on pronunciations, if we can still talk about this in the third quarter, but the public address announcer is saying Schultze, and we had a fan come up, and I think he thought we were the public address announcer, because I thought what I heard him tell you as the handoff to Prusinski, I thought I heard him say it wasn't Schultze, but anyhow. But you're not the public address announcer, nor am I.
No.
And that didn't make it to it, but that's just what I heard from the Greenwood fan. So anyhow, okay, having cleaned that up, because we are pronouncing names, there's a gain of 2. Yes. And Prusinski that time going up to 0. Now third down for Greenwood and trying to get that first down. And good job by the McDonald defense turning him back.
Yeah, they lost the ball there. It was almost another fumble.
Squirted free, and it was number 27. Zachary Prusinski was going after it, and they're going to give him a loss back to close to midfield. So 4th and 4 now for Prusinski. And they head down, so a loss of yard on the play. So Prusinski -1, and there's the handoff. They're going to have a flag thrown on the play, so call it back. They did run for the first down to Schultz, but they're going to call it back. Too close to midfield is where the original line of scrimmage was.
That was a good tackle on the play by Ryder Sullivan to keep that from going any further.
Yep.
Even though there was a penalty.
So they'll mark this off from the 50, and it's going to be against Greenwood. And did you see what the penalty was? It's 10 yards.
Looks like holding.
All right. So a 10-yard penalty, and so that's their second for 15 yards on the day. And that creates a much more difficult scenario here. 4th and a bunch. And there's a high snap on the punt, and there's the boot. And it's going to go out of bounds on the far side where McDonald will take over. The lone returner back for the Macs that time was Ryder Sullivan.
Yeah, with the second team in here, just, you know, same thing. You know, it's, you gotta play up to a high level here, and I mean, this is still, they don't have the luxury of having a first and second group, so you're dealing with their starting group here, and still gotta play to a high level.
All right, so now McDonald from their own 41-yard line, going left to right. And bogus, and they hand it off for a gain of 1 or 2. Ryder Sullivan up to maybe the 43-yard line of McDonald, 2nd and 8. And again, a lot of ball carriers. We're talking about Dawson Moulton, Grant Smiski, Eli Stepp, Daniel Fritz, Ryder Sullivan, Qual, Bogus, and Minen have all carried the ball. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a nice
Problem to have.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, that the health situation is always a concern as well. Gain of 1 on the play for Sullivan. 2nd and 9 for the Macs now. Second series with Bogus at quarterback. And they're going to pitch it on the near side. And the runner, number 30, advancing it for McDonald. That's Caden Booz for the first time tonight.
Yeah, nice little cut when he got through the hole there. Get some positive yardage.
And Caden. So a gain of 3 for him. So however many runners I counted, quarterbacks and running backs, add another one. So Caden Booz to the 45, where it's going to be a third down for the Macs. They need 6 for that first down. Bogus, the quarterback, under center, eye formation behind him. And he's going to take it, spin move off to the left. He's got it. He fakes a pitch. He's going to take it himself for the first down on the far side. Great job that time by the backup quarterback, Nathan Bogus. And let me wisely do now what I should have done in the first half. That's another McDonald first down brought to you by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. That's the 7th first down of the night for McDonald. Pretty impressive move by Bogus that time.
Yeah, it was a good run. Did a little fake there. And
yep.
So hopefully one of these times we can see him throw the ball too.
Yeah. Running clock inside of 3 minutes now for the Max into Greenwood territory. Handoff up the middle, and not much doing on that one for the Max.
See the ball come out right at the end.
And Ryder Sullivan again, and a gain of maybe one.
Yeah, maybe one.
Yeah, 1 yard gain for Sullivan. We have our work cut out for us trying to tally these stats up in the hat, but we'll work on it. We'll do it. All right, 2:24 and counting here in this third quarter. Running clock, Max leading 46-0 over Greenwood on WOGO Sports. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com as soon as we can. Taking a Bogus around the 50, the 45, and he's going to be bumped out of bounds, maybe just inside the 45 to the 44, setting up a third and five for McDonald, a gain of four on the play.
Yeah, another nice run there by Nathan. Just taking what the defense gives him there.
And again, he's the freshman and the freshman yep. backup quarterback. And so obviously, I mean, no question, Grant's the guy, third-year starter, starting since he was a freshman. And even to have young Bogus come out there to be reminded that, hey, for the Max, you know, they had a freshman starting quarterback. You know, last year won the conference title with a sophomore starting quarterback. So it happens, right?
It does. Yep.
Yeah. Third down and five now for Bogus and the Max, and he's going to take it off the left side, keep it himself again, and be hauled down for a short gain, short of the first down, gained maybe two. And I think they'll probably go for it.
Yeah, why not? Let's keep the clock rolling here, and they're perfectly capable of picking this up.
And so a gain of four and then two more, so it's really it's a fourth and four still. Fourth and four, you need to get to about the 39, from the 43 to about the 39. And Bogus talking it over with his teammates. 53 seconds left in this third quarter, flying by with that running clock, folks. But we have had a lot of running, for sure, so not incomplete passes and not a lot out of bounds, but even on the out of bounds, you keep it going. Here's the fourth down. Bogus goes, and is it picked off by Greenwood, and they could score. Racing down the sideline and then being knocked out at the 25-yard line is the interceptor. That is number 20 for Greenwood, Hayden Rakovec, the starting quarterback.
Ryder Sullivan making the tackle there, saving the touchdown.
Yeah. So the interception will go down on the fourth and four to the young freshman quarterback and live and learn, right?
Yeah, you know, the windows closed really fast. It probably, I mean, he was open for a little while or a little bit there, but the pass kind of floated on him
yep.
a little bit. And
it was his very first
yep,
pass.
Yep. So not probably what you want your very yeah. first pass to
no.
be, but
there
hey,
you go.
You learn.
Well, for Farvin Rogers, their last pass as a Packer was an interception. We'll take a
yeah.
break. Come back with the fourth quarter in a minute on WOGO Sports. Max leading 46-0.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Fourth quarter now as the Macs lead it 46-0. Running clock. All the scoring came in the first half. And Greenwood hammering against that McDonald defense from the 24-yard line and the very first play of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if you're Greenwood, you're this is as close as you've been all night, and, yep. and you want to get that goose egg off the board. And on the other hand, you know, the defense that's out there right now, they want to not let it
right
the shutout go away. So
Schultz a 5-yard yeah. gain that time to the 48. And there's another handoff coming on the near side and pounding into that McDonald defense and getting it down inside the 15-yard line, and that's going to be Prasinski.
Another good, tough run by Prasinski.
Yeah, and there's another Greenwood first down, their fourth of the night, and down to the 14-yard line where it's first and 10 for Greenwood. Stick around later, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show with the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap and the Great Clips great plays of the game as well. And Schultz up the middle, he's going to pound his way down to about the 5-yard line, 5 or 6.
Yeah, they had a pretty good hole open up there for him. He just kind of felt his way through it, and another good gain.
Yeah, and maybe the 7-yard line. So going from, we're going to call it a gain of 7 on the play for the ball carrier, Schultz. All right, 2nd and 3 from the 6. Vakovec, the quarterback, under center. Hand off up the middle, just pounding away with Schultz against the McDonald backup defense. And there's the first down with 10 minutes now remaining in this contest. And that one, a gain of 4. So, you know, you look at these comparisons early on. I mean, Schultz had a couple of fumbles early, and they were really limiting him. I mean, even 10 carries for 6 yards, but certainly has kind of broken out against the McDonald reserves here. And now trying to get Greenwood into the end zone with 9:40 left in this game.
Oh, fumble.
Loose ball right around the goal line. On the handoff to Schultz. And it's going to be still Greenwood's ball at the 1. So a gain of 1 on the play. He's now up to 60 yards rushing, and he's been a real workhorse here tonight.
Yeah, and he's taken some hits, and he's still going.
.22 carries for 60 yards. And there's the handoff and the touchdown. So Schultz gets him on the clock, and that should stop the clock, I believe, actually, when you do get a touchdown. But that's, I think. Anyhow,
yeah.
They're not asking me. But I thought it was. I thought a touchdown did stop the clock. Okay. But they're keeping it running even during that.
It's like they're content to keep it rolling.
I don't know. I thought a touchdown did stop it. But, okay, I'll have to check the rule book. Now, Green, we're going to try to go for 2. 46-6 game. And there's the pass and incomplete. Incomplete. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. McDonald leading at 46-6 on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
All right, well, Greenwood does get on the scoreboard on a 2-yard touchdown run by Schultz. And extra point on a pass, oddly enough, failed.
Yeah, it looked like at the end of the play there, the quarterback for Greenwood got a little shooken up, so hopefully he can come back into the game.
Yeah. A reminder for me tonight that in the future I need to – well, just a lot of prep coming into a football game, and it's good to just be reminded of all that, that it entails. We've got three more on the schedule that we'll look forward to bringing you during the McDonald football season, but next up it's Chihai at Hudson next Saturday night here on – next Friday night on WOJO. 6:35, the pregame. Huge contest for head coach Chuck Rakovich and his team. All right, Greenwood now getting ready to boot it. Christopher Prasinski, the sophomore. There's the kick on the near side. The Mats takes a rough hop, and hopefully it goes out of bounds after it hit off of number 25, Hayden Christofferson. But a little lesson for the freshman there.
Yeah, yep. That's a live ball.
Yeah.
So either get away from it or be sure you catch it.
Yeah, that was a little scary. All right. So the Macs will take over, leading at 46-6 inside of 8.5. Still that running clock because it's a 40-point differential, and 35 is the number you look at with that. A lot of highlights from the first half that we'll bring back. They were the great Clips plays of the game in the first half, and it looks like they'll live on to be the great Clips great plays of the game in the second half. And we had some good ones.
Yeah,
well, I mean, a long touchdown pass. Your son had a really nice run. There was the great punt return. And different guys, too.
Yeah. How many different guys carried the ball are we at?
Yeah,
like
boy.
Nine or ten or something like that.
I want that many donuts tomorrow in a box, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just spreading it around. It's what you like to see.
And I think that builds up the good team morale, too, right?
Oh,
you don't have just one guy that got seven touchdowns. I mean, share the wealth, right?
Yep.
All right, we've had a bit of a break in the action, and now with 8:27 left in this regulation, not that overtime is a concern, but the McDonald Macs take it over. First and 10 from their own 23, going right to left. As, again, number 12, Nathan Bogus, am I saying it right?
Yeah, Nathan Bogus.
Bogus, yes. And there's the handoff on the left side, and
it's a fumble.
Greenwood picks up the ball and runs it in. Oh, my. Okay. And James Durstein, I think 25. James Durstein, who runs it in for the touchdown. And so a fumble lost by the Max on the handoff, and it goes to a Greenwood defensive touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't even see the ball come out, really.
There goes the running clock because that's a 34-point lead now. So Durstein runs it in. So you had the 2-yard touchdown run for Schultz for Greenwood. And now you've got Durstein, a fumble recovery touchdown. Now they're going to hand it off to Schultz to try, and he gets the 2-point conversion. So it's a 46-14 game with 8:10 to go in regulation, and the running clock is over. We'll see how Coach Maloney responds when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
So Greenwood gets back-to-back touchdowns on the Macs, one of them coming with 8:27 left in this fourth quarter. The 2-yard touchdown run by Schultz, and now James Durstein takes a fumble, 22 yards for a score, and all of a sudden with the 2-point conversion, it's a 46-14 McDonald lead, and that's only a 32-point differential, and so that means the running clock is over. So at this point, again, the game is not really in doubt, but you can't have a lot more of that.
No, and I think the second group here, you want to have some pride, and, hey, let's take it back to them here.
Let's see what they do, and this is going to be received about the 30, 31-yard line, and the returner for McDonald was one of the short men up, and it was Caden Booz. And so the McDonald Macs get a good field position. And, again, it doesn't look like they're going to go. Who is the quarterback? And it's going to be number three now, Cale Holm. No, okay, he's on into the lineup. But, yeah, it is going to be Bogus, Nathan Bogus, at quarterback.
I think they got Cale Holm in at left guard now.
Okay. So the I formation behind Bogus, the quarterback, under center. And the handoff up the middle, and short gain for McDonald back. We'll get him number 25, and that's Hayden Christofferson. Add him to the mix. He was not on there. Wow. Okay.
I don't know how many years ago it's been now, but Hayden's older brother, Noah, I believe, played offensive line at McDonald.
Okay, I'm going to give him a gain of 1 to the 34. Second down and 9 for the Max here in this fourth quarter. And Bogus now unsure, kind of a broken play, and he's going to lose yardage as he's gang-tackled by the likes of Durstein and some of the other Greenwood players, Christopher Przinski. And so McDonald losing from the 34 back to the 33, a loss of 1. Bogus has carried it a number of times tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times for 16 yards already, just in the limited time he's been in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't, you know, he threw it once and it was a pick, so I guess they maybe keep it on the ground here.
Yeah, and now you got a third and 10 from the 33 for McDonald going right to left. And rolling to the right side, Bogus has it. He's going to keep it. He's going to get out of there, the 35, the 36, and a flag is down. So gain of 3. And the clock does stop again. No running clock right now at 6:46 to go in the fourth. And the Max leading at 46-14 over Greenwood in this season opener for both squads, holding on the Max.
Yeah, I was going to say that tackle looked pretty clean. So
from the 36-yard line and the hold on McDonald, the penalty declined. You know, might as well. One of the thoughts in my head, Seth, was, well, we were holding, and we still only got 3 yards in the place.
Yeah, and I think McDonald will probably just punt it here.
Well, Bogus back into that punting formation.
Yep.
And over his head. Now he's going to have to try to chase it down, pick it up, and then run for his life, and he'll get smacked down at about the 11-yard line. Greenwood's in great position to get a third touchdown. And again, no running clock, so I think it should stop when they switch. Again,
that might be a runoff on that, or just a
little bit. It might be. But anyhow, we were seeing some stoppages during the last drive.
Yep.
So the 15-yard line, so some miscues for the Max. Again,
yeah,
it's not a perfect game at 46-14, and Greenwood getting morale boosted on their side.
Yeah, and I think as McDonald, you probably wanted to keep the score at that 46-7.
Timeout, yeah. And the referee says timeout, Greenwood. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. Max leading it comfortably, but Greenwood in the red zone on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
All right, the Max 46-0 lead has become 46-14, and Greenwood football now at the Max 15 after the errant snap over the head of the quarterback turned punter, Nathan Bogus. All right, from the 15, and they're going to work off the left side and inside of the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Greenwood starting to get their running game going a little bit here. You know, they're getting 3, 4, 5 yards a carry.
Do we still have Rakovec, or do they? It seemed like actually we've got Durstein in at quarterback. Durstein, number 25, is in at quarterback, and now it's going to be a pitch to the right side, and that is number 4, Carter Johnson, the freshman. So Carter Johnson with a good run, taking it from the 10, closer to the goal line, and at the 1 yard line. So Carter Johnson, first carry I had for him tonight. And he goes for 9 yards. And just a freshman, but an impressive run there. And, again, hopefully Rakovec was okay. And Durstein is going to hand it off, and they're going to power it in. And a touchdown for Greenwood. So it's a 46-20 game as they get their third touchdown of this fourth quarter. And that is Przinski. That is Zachary Przinski, who gets the 1 yard touchdown run.
Yeah, that old line for Greenwood just getting, they got some confidence going, and they're just getting a good push.
Yeah. They're having their way against the McDonald reserves here with, and the clock running. And there's the handoff for the 2-point conversion, and there's the McDonald defense stepping up and keeping them out of the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And so the Max lead has shrunk from 46-0 to 46-20. We've got the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
So Greenwood marches down the field, and they get themselves a touchdown, a third consecutive touchdown. One of them was a defensive touchdown, and now it's a 46-20 game with 3:38 to go. We had a running clock to start the second half, but that had expired when Greenwood got their second touchdown because its running clock is a 35-point lead or greater in the second half, and if you get it back beneath that, then the running clock ends until you get back up to 35 or greater again. So Greenwood now certainly building respectability as it's under 46-20, and now the return fielded by Ryder Sullivan. He's going to take it on the near side, and he'll get down the sideline, still making his way the 35, the 37 yard line. So Sullivan showing good effort, the junior.
Yeah, it was a good tough run by Ryder there. I really like to see that.
3:19, and clock's still moving here as they transition for the McDonald offense. And just over 3 minutes.
Nice to see Ryder getting a lot of playing time. You know, he doesn't start, but I mean,
yeah,
he's stuck with it, and he's just a great kid.
Huh. And Vargas on the handoff, and the Max get a gain of about 5 on the play. And Hayden Christofferson out to the 42-yard line on a gain of 5 for Christofferson, his second carry. He had one earlier for a yard, and so now 2 carries for 6 yards for Christofferson. As Bogus getting the instruction. 2:20 to go here, and the Macs are going to win it, but not by as large a margin as they once had, or maybe as you might have anticipated in terms of the way this game was trending earlier. 2nd and 5 from the 42. Macs going right to left. Bogus on the handoff up the middle. They're going to pound it for close to a first down, not quite there. A gain of about 4 on the play. Christofferson again getting that one. Nobody, I think, at this point of the game for either side wants any of their starters to get hurt.
No, absolutely not. So I wonder what the status is of Greenwood's.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think just because the, and again, they're on the other side. But that's the first time we saw Durstein in the last series.
Yep.
A minute and a half to go here. Max looking at a, it says third and one. All right. Bogus gets smacked for a sack back at about the 38-yard line.
And almost the way they come through there, it almost I don't know if they had a screen in or something, but it kind of seemed like they just let him go.
Right. And so backed up all the way from the 48 to the 40. And so a loss of 8 on the play on the sack. And I had thought that was fourth down. It says now it's fourth and one, fourth down.
Yeah.
And 8 from the 40. All right, so keep it here. Stick around. We've got coming for you on WOGO, the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, the great clips, great plays of the game, which were overwhelmingly from the first half for McDonald, all of them. And so we've got that ahead. The clock now has shrunk down to 118, just 78 ticks remaining as Greenwood's on defense to see what McDonald will throw at them. Greenwood has taken a 46-point deficit and now, you know, trailing by 26. So, again, much more respectability for those late night, Friday night, and Saturday, people checking the internet and all the reporting of high school football scores. All right, so Bogus now, the freshman quarterback, in a punting formation. They hiked it over his head again. Bogus is going to chase after it. He's going to fall on it inside of the 20 again at the 16-yard line.
Well, now I'm glad we scored as many points early as we did.
Right. I know. No, that was all necessary.
Yeah.
And now Greenwood could make it even more respectable in these waning moments. Again, I'm going to question the fact of the clock running. I believe after that, this is not a running clock situation, and after that it's a punt. The clock stops, and then you go ahead. But it is what it is. All right. And so Greenwood, with the clock continuing to run in transition from a punt to game action, Durstein and the handoff up the middle, going to get to about the 15-yard line. And Przinski, the ball carrier that time. And a gain of just 1 on the play. Final 15 seconds. This is probably it. Durstein, the backup quarterback, going to take it himself and pitch it on the near side. Here's the running back and the freshman.
Nice play.
Going to get tackled for a loss, Carter Johnson, and that's going to do it. And the Macs win it 46-20. Back with the post-game show. The Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At My Great Clips Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clips Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome to the Post Glass and Mirror Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Seth Smiski is headed to the field to talk with victorious head coach Mark Maloney, who is addressing his players out near midfield presently. And so Seth making his way down there. And so we'll look forward to hearing from coach here in a bit. In the meantime, we've also got the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. It's time for that, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Again, one of the things that jumps out in terms of the stats recap is the number of McDonald ball carriers there was on the night. You had Dawson Moulton, certainly a workhorse early, and he'll be key in the contest against Thorpe next week, but 37 yards in his six carries tonight. Also, Grant Smiski had four carries for 44 yards and two touchdowns. We'll hear some of those touchdown runs from him coming up in the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game in just a bit. Eli Stepp showed what he can do, two carries, 23 yards, and also had that punt return touchdown. Daniel Fritz, a couple of carries for eight. You also had, again, the max. You go on and on here with, it was also Caden Boos had a couple of carries for, one carry for 3 yards. Also, we had Alan Minen had a carry for seven. Qual had three for nine. Ryder Sullivan, again, this is all unofficial, keeping the stats while doing play-by-play, but challenging with three carries for 4 yards. Bagas, as he came in, carried the ball a ton of times, seven for 19. And Hayden Christofferson, so count them up, one, two, three, four, five, right? Six, seven, eight, nine, 10 ball carriers for McDonald, two of them quarterbacks, but eight of them not. And so Grant is on the field. Coach Maloney still addressing the team. Meanwhile, through the air, Grant Smiski, 3 out of 4 as he hit for 60 yards and a touchdown to David Johnson tonight. For Greenwood, what stood out was Schultz was certainly the workhorse for them, Marshall Schultz, the sophomore running back, number 22. Initially, the Macs really stymied him, first 10 carries for about 6 yards or so. And then his next, dozen or more ended up finishing with unofficially 68 yards and one of their touchdowns. James Durstein also picking up a fumble and running some 22 yards for a touchdown. And let's go to the field and Seth Smiski. Seth?
With Coach Maloney. Coach, first game of the year, we saw a lot of good things out there. You know, I know that was a young Greenwood. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I know. It kind of ended up the way I thought it was going to end up. I think the varsity players did a really nice job out there. There's a few things we got to clean up. But, yeah, I was Pleased with the way the varsity played out there and the JV kids. They got a lot of playing time that whole second half and into the end of the second quarter there. So, again, very pleased. But, you know, obviously our defense did a really nice job, varsity defense, keeping all the points off the board until the fourth quarter. And, you know, you got to respect Greenwood for coming out there. Them kids played hard. They did a nice job over there. They're well coached over there. So hats off to that team. And, again, a lot of respect for those kids coming out and playing football. So, It was a great game. It was a great way to start. We got a big game coming up next week against Thorpe, and that's what we're going to start concentrating on.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, thank you very much. Great game tonight, and it was really cool to see, like, a lot of the second team. I think we had, like, different kids carry the ball tonight. So,
yeah,
so
that was good to see. Yeah, that was very good to see.
Absolutely. So, all right, well, thanks, Coach, and good luck on the rest of the season here.
Thanks, Seth.
All right, Seth Smitsky down on the field with head coach Mark Maloney. When we come back on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, the great clips, great plays of the game. Stick around. It's WOGO Sports, the MAC's winners tonight, 46-20 over Greenwood, their season opener in eight-player football.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, it's time now for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And the first half was great. The first quarter was great for McDonald. We bring you the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game. They were from the first half, folks. There's no question, all of them from the first half. And so let's give it a listen here on WOGO Sports. And now the MAC's going for that first pay dirt of the season. And it's going to be Smitsky number one. Rye himself takes it in. Touchdown. And the MAC's go up 6-0 right away with 10:58 to go first period. Pats, Grant Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson, his favorite target. Anderson, the junior receiver, on the 35-yard bomb from Smitsky, and the MACs go up 12-0. One in a scrimmage, leading it 13-0 over Greenwood. the season opener here on WOGO Sports. Miskey, delayed handoff. Moulton crosses in, touchdown, and the Macs now lead it with 6:11 to go, first quarter, 19-0. 11-yard line, going right to left. Smiski, three-step drops, looking. Now he's going to run himself. Now he's going to go. The five, he's in for the touchdown. Grant Smiski runs it in. He kind of tried to use some fakes he's learned from watching his favorite quarterbacks. An 11-yard touchdown for Grant Smiski. Goes with the one-yarder he had earlier, 26-0 Max.
Yep.
First half, and there's from the 14-yard line, there's the step into the secondary. Step still going, he'll make it in, touchdown. Eli Step with 10:18 to go in the first half. Give the Macs a 32-0 lead. And let's just pause right there. Seth Smiski, amidst these great plays of the game from great clips, Eli Step wasn't done there, was he?
No. Eli came to play tonight and just had a great game.
Yeah, so let's give this one a listen. 7 or 0, and that was a gain of 1. So sets up a fourth down and a punting situation. Even though they're down 32-0, still saying, hey, we're going to punt it, backed up like this. And Przinski might have had it partially blocked, and now it rolls into McDonald territory, fielded there. And here's the returner, Step, out to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. He may go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Eli Step. 53-yard punt return, and the Macs go up 38-0. Here in half number one. Smiski.
Not yet.
Throws, huh? All right. Third and one from the 2-yard line. Smiski hands it off. Second runner through. I'm going to get in there for the touchdown. McDonald, and that looked to be Ryder Sullivan, the junior running back. So there you go. The great clips, great plays of the game. Touchdown after touchdown for the Macs as they got a 2-point conversion then by Crawford, the freshman. Out of, he had missed a couple of extra points. And so they end up having a unique play where they hiked it to Eli Stepp, the holder. He tossed it to Crawford. Crawford's got some speed, the freshman. He's a running back, linebacker, kicker, and he took it in. Again, the second half, 20 points for Greenwood. But you were down there and maybe chatting a little bit with Coach Maloney. Anything more you want to bring us? I mean, it seemed like he was glad in the end. A, he said it sounded like this game turned out the way that he thought in terms of the play, and B, glad to see some of these younger guys get some action.
Yeah, yep. You got to be happy the younger guys got some action, and it did kind of go the way they were thinking, and if it didn't, you know, then you might be like, okay, well, maybe we need to reevaluate a few things here, but it seemed like their offense was clicking. Now, they got Thorpe coming up, We watched Thorpe last year, and they got a really good running back over there. So it's going to be a real test for the defense. And you know, the offensive line impressed me tonight. But there again, you know, we'll see what next week brings. So
yeah,
yep, tough game.
And so that is a Friday night game. Just like at the same time, we've got Chahai at Hudson will be our call. But yeah, for fans. Get out there, and that actually is here, though. That actually is here. I think it's a home game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a home game. It's not a radio broadcast, but it's a home game. So that's the thing. Let's get out the Mac fans and everybody here to support, because you know Thorpe's going to bring their folks.
Oh, yeah. Thorpe.
So that is going to be a battle. Again, Thorpe taking on the conference winner, McDonald, from a year ago, and McDonald will be tested in that contest next week. So, again, our final score here in this one tonight, 46-20. And the closing invitation, I'm going to have to go there one more time, is we're inviting you to join WOGO sister station, WWIB, for one last summer party tomorrow from 4 to 8 at Riverfront Park. You love Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. We want to pack more people, Seth, into Riverfront Park than they've ever had. I don't know what the record is, but we want to accomplish that tomorrow as we celebrate 50 years of local broadcasting. 7 food trucks, free inflatables, face painting, Kevin's juggling and balloons, and free live music, a reunion show from 513 Free, and a free concert from national recording artist Jason Gray. He's got so many great songs. He's such a great guy. You don't want to miss it tomorrow. He's with us 6:45 to 8 o'clock. And food, bring your wallets. Holy Donuts, Demeter's Euros, Ohana Pizza, Olsen's Ice Cream, Tasty Trolley, The Batter's Box, and, as if that's not enough, Rosie's Texas Outpost, and they're all going to be there. In fact, all free will donations will benefit Hope Village, ensuring everyone in our community has a safe place to call home. You also have a chance to win a two-night cabin stay from Blue Hills Vacation Properties and last chance for Dell's tickets. How about five different family packages for Dell's tickets? Tons of free family entertainment and the opportunity to help Hope Village. It's all tomorrow from 4 to 8 at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Info at WIB Radio or Facebook or at WIB.com/50th. So let's pack it out, huh?
All right. Sounds great, Mark.
All right.
Great. Open up the season here and
absolutely.
See you again.
46-20, Seth. We got a win under our belts after that painful playoff loss. So that's washed away. It's a brand new season. Thanks so much to Dawson Halverson for manning the controls back at the WOGO studio. For Seth Smitsky, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night.
McDonald, Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off Service, Service Master, Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Heating, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, and by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker, Urbanizer Realtors, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, and by Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, by Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.